His epistles, Paul talked about how he was being chained, that he was in prison.
那他写信的地点，或者他被囚禁的地点，也是一个没有办法啊，我正确解决的一个议题。
The question as to exactly where he was in prison, it's not something I have resolved.
通常可以根据内文啊找出可能在罗马。
From the content, we can suspect that it was in Rome.
或者是在以弗所。
Or in Ephesus.
甚至有人说是在凯撒利亚。
Some even say that it was in Caesarea.
但是从这几封信看起来大概是罗马或者是以弗所为比较可靠的一个说法。
But from these several episodes, it's more likely that it was in Rome or in Ephesus.
这个是一个一点。
This is one point.
第二点呢，他所给信的对象那个会众。
The second point is the audience that he wrote the epistle to.
一个是在土耳其的以弗所的大城，这个地方，还有另外一个最主要就是监牢书信的对象，就是在今天的希腊。
One was for the Ephesus in Turkey, and the other one, which is the main audience of the epistle.
那当然包括很大的城。 就是帖撒罗尼迦跟腓立比，
which is in Greece, including the big city of Thessalonica and Philippi.
这是主耶稣所说的，这个福音要从耶路撒冷、犹太地、撒玛利亚，然后到叙利亚，一直渡海，过到巴尔干半岛的希腊。
This is what our Lord Jesus Christ said, that the gospel should be preached from Jerusalem into Samaria, into Asia Minor, and to Greece.
所以今天我们可以看到希腊地图里头，加那个帖撒罗尼迦在这儿，那腓立比是在靠近土耳其不远的地方。
So from the map, we can see that that's the city of Thessalonica and also Philippi, which is not far from Turkey.
当时是希腊化文化所遍及的这个欧亚非边缘地带。
At the time, that whole area and bordering Europe and Asia and Africa, these are all influenced by the Greek culture.
所以他们说的官话就是希腊语。
So the common language they spoke was Greek.
那犹太人他们自己家乡的话就叫亚兰语。
And for the Jews, they spoke Aramaic.
但是他们也得学习希腊文化。
But they also learned about the Greek culture.
那这个腓立比书的这个腓立比教会。
The church in Philippi.
那就要从《使徒行传》16章开始到18、19章的这一段保罗第二次宣道旅行当中那个记录看出来的。
Can be seen from Acts chapter 16 to 18 during Paul's missionary trip.
腓立比是个大城，是罗马帝国，甚至说亚历山大大帝以后，有人就说这些皇室所建立的。
Philippi was actually a very great city, and some say that it was built ever since the time of Alexander the Great.
可以说是个首城，很大的城市。
It could be considered a capital of sort, a very major city.
文化相当灿烂。
So the culture there is very high.
思想或者宗教或者哲学思想非常多元。
The philosophical thinking or the religious thinking were very multifaceted.
而且呢，当时也有，就是说有异教文化。
And at the time, there were also these foreign culture.
那信徒大部分是有的是犹太教入信的犹太人，叫做侨居的犹太人。
There are the Jews who are of the Jewish religion background living there.
或者是大多数是外邦人。
But the majority would still be considered Gentiles.
那你看，保罗在腓立比的《使徒行传》的记载。
If you look at what was recorded in Acts regarding Paul,
腓立比人他们也是以罗马帝国为傲，所以他们自称为罗马人。
The Philippians were proud of being the Romans, so they called themselves Romans.
其实他们是腓立比当地的这些希腊人。
But they're actually the Greeks who belong to the area of Philippi.
这是保罗在第二次旅行的时候建立的教会。
This is a church that was established during Paul's second missionary trip.
这个当然有很多的曲折。
There are also a lot of different But what we're going to focus our study on is actually the teachings from the book of Philippians.
因为他的道理也就片面地把保罗的生平，他传道的历史的片面也反映出来。
Because it also reflects the preaching of Paul.
也把当时教会的实际情况，书信里头也可以说出若干的事实出。
It also reflects a lot of the reality of the churches at the time.
但是我们可以学习到的。
What we can learn.
就说当致信人，就写信人给收信的腓立比教会那种情感。
That there is this emotion between the author and the recipient.
有一个字眼，中文叫做feel，英文叫feel，或者感觉亲切的affection，或者非常的热，非常密切的一种情感。
You can see the feel that is very close.
所以中文常常翻作思念。
In Chinese, we use the translation that we are longing.
或者说挂念，或惦记。
Or that we're thinking of someone.
或者说在祷告中不断的提醒。
Or that in prayer we keep on reminding.
而且呢，在保罗的语气里头，他很急切的想跟他所亲爱的会众，这腓立比教会的信徒常常能够联系，甚至亲自的见面。
In Paul's word, he wanted to really have this communion with the members in Philippi or even see them in person.
那这一点呢，给我们今天教牧人员是个很大的一个借鉴的。
This actually is a very good example for us who are helping with the pastoral work.
换句话说，这个传道人跟他所传道的对象信徒他们的密切的关系。
In other words, this is a very close relationship we can observe between the preacher and the people that he preached.
所以说，在道理上就是说人际关系也是很重要的一个层面的。
So in truth, this is actually a very important aspect of interpersonal relationship.
那么现在来念一念，怎么思念，怎么意念，怎么同一的心意。
So now let's read about this feel or this longing and also this unity.
还有就是说在一同患难中得到神所给的喜乐。
And also that the joy they receive in tribulation.
而且是最后是一同得到神的恩典。
At the end, they receive the grace of God together.
不但是传道人本身，也是他所传道的对象，腓立比教会所得到的神的恩典跟他的真理。
This is not just the grace and truth that the preacher received, but also the recipient in Philippi.
所以传道不是一个虚幻的一个语言而已。
Therefore, preacher is not really something that's empty.
是实际上的一个人际关系的建立。
It is actually a very real interpersonal relationship.
而且把神跟人之间的那个契合性，这贴更加的妥切。
It also speaks of this quiet understanding between God and man.
所以我们可以思考，我们所信的道理是不是达到这种人跟人啊，神跟人之间那种亲密的关系。
So we can reflect upon our relationship with man and also between God and us.
好，我们现在来看第一章的三节。
Now let's read chapter 1, verse 3.
他说：“保罗，我每逢想念你们，就感谢神。”I
thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
请看第五节。Let's
read verse 5.
因为从头一天，什么叫头一天？From
the first day, what does first day mean?
那就是《使徒行传》16章，当保罗传道这个腓立比这个教会的那一天，那个时候。From
the day that Paul preached to this area. As recorded in Acts chapter 16.
所以我们就看《使徒行传》他们怎么得到道理，那保罗或者其他同工怎么传。We
can see how they received the truth or how other co-workers preach.
那么接受道理的这些人也是，请看第五节底下，同心合意的兴旺那福音。For
your fellowship in the gospel.
换句话说，他们跟福音的传扬有份儿。
In other words, they have a part in the gospel.
不是只有传道人在台上或在讲台前头讲一讲而已，是大众化，是每一个人都一起努力的。
It's not just that the preacher was preaching in the podium, but that everyone was working together.
他再看一章七节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 7.
你们常就说请看第七说我为你们众有这样的意念这样的想念再说你们常在我心里头不管我在捆锁当中也都是在证实传福音的时候你是跟我你们跟我是一同得恩典的。
It says, for me to think of this of you all, because I have you in my heart, that you are all partakers with me of grace.
所以说这个会众跟保罗，不管保罗在自由活动时间或他被捆锁的时候，他们同心要得到神恩典，在福音上有份儿。So
whether Paul was in chain or not, he and the congregation were all partakers.
那么现在再看第二章。Now
let's refer to chapter 2.
请看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
我靠着主耶稣指望赶快差遣提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。But
I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state.
因为请看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
我没有别人跟我同心，是在挂念你们的事啊。
For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state.
这是保罗他表博他的心机，他如何的想念，这个众会众的事。This
is how Paul expressed what is in his mind and in his heart.
他也急切想知道这个教会各种情况，也希望你提摩太可以去了再回来报讯。He
really longed to know their state, so he sent Timothy to them and wished for Timothy to report back.
好，那我们就再看下去。Let's
continue to read on.
其实一直的时候可以挂念到保罗如何的那以信念，就是以这个信众，就是为他的挂念或祈求的对象。He
cares so much that they became the people that he would intercede for.
再看第四章的十节。Let's
read chapter 4, verse 10.
他说：“我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心。” 如此发生，你们向来就思念我。But
I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again.
所以说互相的思念，互相的靠主来喜乐。So
they care for one another and they rejoice in the Lord together.
当然，这里头保罗还有其他地方提到，会众也常常在挂念保罗的事。And
there are many other places. Where it talked about how they also care for Paul.
所以说在传道或者说跟会众的关系当中,
So in the relationship between the preacher and the congregation,
我们可以看到这是以神为念，以神的家或者以这个会众的福祉，就是这个属灵的福祥福来挂念来祈求的。
So you can see that they actually have God as a center or the household of God as they're centered.
那当然这个会众一直在挂念保罗。
Of course, the congregation continued to care for Paul.
那保罗也说为菲利比教会在思念在祈求。
And Paul also longed for them and prayed for them.
所以在祈求当中有两个重要的字眼。
While praying for them, there are two key words.
一个就是说希望会众能够长进。
One is that he wished for them to grow.
或者说在患难中能够坚持,
or to say that they would persist in tribulation.
最重要就是保罗跟会众要靠主来喜乐。
And most importantly, that they would actually rejoice in the Lord.
假定设想我们是这个腓立比的会众。
If we think of ourselves as the people in Philippi,
当年那都是用诵念的，在会众面前念保罗的信，然后拿到老底家教会又去拿送这一封信。
At the time, the letter was read to the people, and later on in Laodicea as well.
那所以说这个信件就这样的传，这样的传递，这样的诵念在这会众的面前。
And this is how the letter was actually announced or read to the people.
那我们听了这个信,
when we hear of this letter,
我们当然心中非常激动。
We would feel a very stirred up in our heart.
因为这位是亲爱的主的同工，基督的仆人，他如何的殷切的来指望他们的。
This is something that was expressed by our very beloved worker, a very loyal worker of Christ.
所以我们今天应该考虑到，二十一世纪。 的社会情况。
So today we would think about what is in the 21st century.
我们的信仰传承要是越来越这久远。
That our passing on of faith would actually be longer and longer.
常常有着最初的确实的信心。
There is the faith from the beginning.
或者说确实的爱心。
Or that a very full love.
或者说那火热的那个热忱。
Or that fervent.
对道理的这认识或者教会的任务或者使命。
Or the understanding of the truth or the acknowledgement of the mission of the church.
会不会落到这个俗套形式机械这样的一个挂虑里头。
This would come under the binding of the societal method or the worldly way of doing things.
那个思想或者跟意念或者那心智是不是也受大世界外在环境的影响？
So the mind, the perspective, or even the determination would be influenced by the thinking of the world.
所以说从头一天领受那道理或福音的真理。
So the gospel that we receive on the first day.
腓立比给我们一个很好的那个教训。
The book of Philippians actually give us a very good teaching.
很好的学习的目标。
It's a very good goal for us to strive.
那我们再试着从书信来得什么样好的勉励呢？
So let's see what kind of good lesson we can learn.
我们来看一章九节。
Let's refer to chapter 1 verse 9.
那这是很重要的。
This is very important.
保罗所祷告的就是会众的爱心。在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
What Paul prayed about is that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
我们有爱心的。
We have love.
但是呢，我们有时候在知识跟见识上就有点缺乏。
But sometimes we are lacking in knowledge and discernment.
所以有时候我们不能分辨什么是神的旨意，什么是人的意志。
Therefore, at times we may not be able to discern between the will of God or the thinking of man.
因为有热心，但是没有真知识。
We have fervor, but we may not have true knowledge.
这个知识是从属灵的经验。
This knowledge is actually from spiritual experience.
对道理的深入的这样的理解。
It's through the in-depth understanding of the word.
还有对福音事工的真的这种切实的投入。
And it's also in the actual involvement in the preaching of the gospel.
所以说你就有见识了。
Then we would have knowledge.
那你多学习圣经神的话语跟神在历史上的作为。
And then we also learn about the word of the Bible and also what God has done in history.
那你的内在的这神属灵的仓库就非常丰富了。
Then the barn inside you of the spiritual realm is very bountiful.
可是我们发现有时候我们脑子或者心智上或者你的属灵的府库里头不太多。
But sometimes we see that our spiritual barn is really not that big.
这是一个信仰的危机，但是很少人能够有这种见识来察觉到它的危险性。
This is actually a spiritual crisis, but a lot of us don't really see its danger.
大多数的人都是得过且过，一知半解就是能够苟且因循，就这样做了。
Most of us seem to understand, but may not understand fully, and then we just let it go.
所以说几年或几个世代以来没有什么长进。
That's why for generations we don't see growth.
所以保罗的勉励，对腓立比的勉励，也是对我们的勉励的。
The encouragement from Paul to the Philippians is also an encouragement to us.
所以说保罗祈求我们爱心在知识跟各样见识上能够多而又多。
Paul prayed that our love may abound still more and more in knowledge.
最后要结出人公义的神认为好的这果子。
And then also we need to bear fruits that is good fruit.
所以可以在主耶稣基督来的日子可以交账，因为你有果子，因为你的账簿上的这种丰收要献给神。
That when our Lord comes again, we have this good fruit to present back to our Lord.
来得到他的奖赏。
To then receive his reward.
这是第一点我们学的。
This is the first thing we learned.
那第二点我们来看第一章的二七节开始。
So the second, we will read from
第一章的二七,
chapter 1 verse 27,
一直到第二章的五节。
Until chapter 2 verse 5.
这里说我们要有同一个心智站立的稳，因为有外在的挑战，就所谓的征战，或者说敌人的惊吓。
It says here that we have to stand fast in one spirit, because there are these adversaries from outside.
换句话说，我们虽然信主，我们在崇拜主，在学习道理。
This is saying that even though we are learning and we are worshiping God,
我们在立场上，在这个信仰的坚持上要站立得稳。
We have to hold firm onto our spiritual stance.
因为有外在的这惊吓、惊吓。
Because there are the things from outside that would come against us.
是一个阻挡的力量。
It's actually a force to be reckoned with.
或者破坏的力量。
It's a destructive force.
或者有内在的干扰跟外在的攻击。
There we have actually what is from the inside and then also from the outside.
为这个我们会折磨，会受苦难。
So for this, we would be in suffering.
我们现在在太平境。不会觉得这样的迫切性。
When we are in a very peaceful situation, we may not see that.
但是以后暴力包围在我们旁边。
But when violence surrounds us in the future,
或者天灾人祸在发生了。
Or when there's a lot of natural disasters,
甚至说为了信主，家内或社会上或者工厂上都有各种的阻难。
Or if we face persecution in our faith, from work or anything,
你持守得住吗？
Then would we be able to stand still?
所以这里就勉励人要在信仰上，不但要为福音来齐心努力，还要自己站立得住。
So here it encourages that we must diligently work for the gospel, but we also need to stand firm.
然后在第二章，他劝勉说，我们教内的内部应该怎么达到和谐。
And in chapter 2, it talks about how we can reach unity.
都是用一样的一。
And it's using one.
就相同、同一这个意思。
It is the same. It's of unity.
oneness. 意念、爱心、一样心思、一样的意念。
So identical mindfulness and the same one accord.
我们可以有不同的意见。
We can have different opinions.
但是没有绝对的意见。
But there is no such thing as an absolute opinion. 因为有更高
的属灵原则跟神国的要求在指导着、指引着我们。
Because we have spiritual principles that are guiding us.
所以说，假定有不同意见的时候
，So when we have different opinions,
不是以自己、自我为中心
，We don't actually treat ourselves as the center,
或是以权位或权势来做指导
，Or to use power as the guide.
应该是一个用主他给我们的这种。同样的爱心，同样的意念，还有他的旨意是什么
？But to use that one love, the same love, one accord, and one mind of Christ, as our guidance.
那人假定能够存心的谦卑
，If man can truly humble himself,
能够虚怀若谷
，can actually care for what is weak.
那换句话说，他可以容纳，好像百川容纳大海，容纳到大海一样。
That he is able to be open and receive, just like how wide the ocean is.
那你就可以很多事情你可以忘记，很多事情你可以原谅。
Then he would be able to forgive and also forget a lot of things.
你要的就是说这个立教立法的精神。
What we want to have is actually the spirit of the law.
为什么要这个团契？为什么要这种教会？为什么要这个神要给我们的使命
？Why do we need fellowship? Why do we need the church? Why do we need God's commission?
这个时候没有自己了。
There is no such thing as self at this point.
第二个，你假定想到说各种歧义、不同争论的时候，有什么叫属灵原则
？Secondly, when we are in dispute, what do you think is spiritual principle?
因为神有大是大非。
Because for God, there is what is right and what's wrong.
那你这芝麻小事、芝麻的争论算得什么呢
？When you're talking about something so minor, what is it really about?
而且你假定谦卑
，If you decide to be humble,
你可以把自己就比较缩小
，You actually make yourself small.
甚至可以虚己
，You can even empty yourself.
就像主耶稣所学他说的
，Just like what our Lord Jesus said.
你要虚己，然后有时候要背起苦架来。
That we need to empty oneself and also to carry the cross.
然后你肯愿意跟着主吗？
And then, are you willing to follow Christ?
有些小孩子为了说手机，他说不拿起来，那他就不参加联恩会。
Some children may say, if I cannot hold on to my cell phone, I will not attend spiritual conversation.
就是因为这小孩子知识还不够。
This is because young children may not have enough knowledge.
因为他不知道说他应该坚持守的这样原则是什么。
They may not know what is the principle they need to hold on to.
所以这个所以这一点教会里头要学习。
This is what our church needs to learn.
我们再看第三章的第二章的十四节。
Let's refer to chapter 2, verse 14.
这里也说到一个现象。
It talks about one situation here.
而且是非常实际的。
It's also very practical.
因为人有一个论断的习惯。
Because men are very judgmental.
换句话说，看到什么不如意，看到不满自己的标准。
In other words, whatever is not up to our standard.
或是喜欢吹毛求疵的人。
Or we like to actually pinpoint very small things.
那你就会常常发怨言。
Then we often would murmur or would make a judgment.
所以你假定闭着眼睛来听人家的语言。
If we close our eyes and listen to others' words,
这种现象就常常在你的耳边的发生的。
Then this kind of situation would happen around us often.
怨天尤人。
We would complain against the sky.
此不是彼不是。
And this is not right, and that's not it.
只有说他的意见应该强一点。
Only my opinion should be listened to.
那个保罗就教训说，不要这样子。
Paul teaches us not to be that person.
因为不要发怨言，也不要起不必要的争论。
We should not murmur and we should not start unnecessary argument.
反而来应该做神认为好的、没有瑕疵的这个儿女。
Instead, we need to be a child of God that is without blemish.
圣经常常用三种比喻来说，让神看为好的。
The Bible uses three types of analogies to describe those who are deemed good by God.
The first,
it's our clothing.
洁白，干净。
It's white and it's clean.
但没有皱纹。
It doesn't have any wrinkle.
所以没有皱纹。
No wrinkle.
第二个呢，用宝珍宝宝石。
And the second is using a jewel, a precious stone.
但就没有瑕疵。
It's without any blemish.
那第三个。
And the third.
就是说要献给神这个活祭。
It's to give to God a living sacrifice.
你就不应该有这个短缺，或者说是缺瑕疵，就缺陷。
And again, the sacrifice does not have any blemish.
所以说这个斑点或者污点呐，或者缺陷呐，残缺了，或者是皱纹了，在神看起来应该弥补起来。
So any spot or any blemish, any wrinkle, all these things need to be corrected.
所以有时候我们自己看衣服，
when we look at our clothes.To see if we have any spots or any wrinkles.
我们就马上把它洗濯。
We immediately wash them away.
我们看到有瑕疵的。
When we see any blemish.
我们就把它保持它，不让这个风雨的侵蚀。
We don't let it become even worsened by the element.
有这样的自觉，说要完全，要让神喜悦。
We need to have the acknowledgement, we have to be perfect for God to be pleased.
听着道理，看着圣经，就变成正面的积极鼓励了。
When we listen to the word, then it will become a very positive encouragement.
所以保罗说，在主耶稣基督来的日子。
Paul said that when Christ comes again.
他没有空跑，我们也没有白信。
He did not run in vain, and we did not believe in vain.
我们在主面前可以交账，可以被悦纳而欢喜快乐。
That before God, we are able to actually and bring back our account, and that we may rejoice.
这是我们所看到第二章的这个重要的教训。
This is the important teaching we see in chapter 2.
我们再看第三章。
Now let's look at chapter 3.
在第四章。
Chapter 4.
请看第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
我靠主要大大喜乐。
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
那我会在任何情况上得到一个知足。
That.
四章的。我们再看回刚才看到是二章十四节到十八节。
So just now we look at chapter 2.Verse 14 to 18.
那现在说的是跟三章一节同一个关键的字眼，就是喜乐。
And now what we're looking at is the key word rejoice, which is similar to also chapter 3, verse 1.
三章一节跟四章十节，保罗都提倡，而且非常鼓吹，要靠主大大的喜乐。
In chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 4, verse 10.Paul teaches us that we have to rejoice in the Lord.
这个就是在心里的一个顿时的 那个瞬间的，你要察觉到你是不是真的在神所给的喜乐跟平安里头。
This is something we need to realize whether we have in our heart that we are able to rejoice in the Lord.
这是个修养的功夫。
This actually is from cultivation.
在修养也是在于那个意念当中察觉到有必要性。
So from our cultivation, we can recognize with whether this is necessary.
所以保罗常常说靠着主。那你应该说，在苦难、在忧愁、或在低沉的时候，应该喜乐起来。
So Paul said that we have to rejoice in the Lord. So regardless of the condition that we're in, we would be able to do so.
当然，箴言很多说到，这喜乐是医治我们身体和骨头的良药了。
In the Proverbs, we hear that actually joy is really a medicine for our dry bones.
喜乐可以你歌颂啊，可以提倡。一个日常的需要品
and also joy can actually provide a lot for our lives.
因为它可以让你健康，可以长寿，可以人之间可以很和谐。
It can give us health. It can also give us peaceful relation with others.
而且你像爱心可以衍生演化的另外的爱的一个扩大化。
It can also expand our love.
就好像喜乐也是如此。
So rejoicing is as such as well.
所以有诗歌团契的人，大家唱诗在喜乐。
When we have hymnal fellowship and we rejoice in singing together.
大家在学习道理，看到这很多的精要的，有关于神的，有关于人的。这方面的启发性也非常喜乐的。
When we learn the word together, we see that there are things about God or about man that is very inspirational. This is also very rejoicing.
好，这是我们所看到的他的勉励。那我们再看一点四章十七节。
So this is the encouragement that we see, and now let's look at chapter 4, verse 17.
就好像起初在一章所说的，希望他们能够结满仁义的果子，来归荣耀给神一样的。
Just like what it's mentioned in chapter 1, that they are filled with fruits of righteousness for God's glory.
那么在四章十八十七节这么说。
In chapter 4, verse 17, it says,
保罗本来不需要他们的馈赠。
Paul actually did not need their gift.
但是腓立比教会很爱心，他们尽量的来供给。
But the church in Philippi was very loving and they provided a lot.
就在保罗传道史中是一个例外的那个举动。
So,
an exception.
The fact that Paul accepted their gift is actually really an exception.
因为他不要让人家有口实那个话柄。
He did not want anyone to have anything.To say against him.
虽然有靠福音养生的这样的教训
Even though he was self-sufficient,
他不要说来占便宜
He really did not want to take advantage of members.
他也不希望因来架工来祭司
He did not also want to take anything or to show any partiality.
这样架着公务，架着公事来。就是说来让自己得到益处
and to take things that belong to everyone for his own benefit.
好，那这样的话，他有这样的一个，就是明白有这样的持守。
So he had this understanding and also determination.
所以就不会有让其他地方人说啊，你看了保罗都要索取啊，他都要占便宜。
So that no one would be able to say that, look at Paul, he's actually taking advantage.
保罗有这样的觉悟，有这样的意志说。不拒绝人，就拒绝人家的这样的馈赠。
This is a recognition and insistence that he has.
因为圣经里头有一种人叫做敬虔的乞丐。
The Bible talks about there's a type of people who appear who are fervent but who are poor.
Pious beggar.
Pious beggar.
意思就是说借着教会，借着这敬虔来得到益处。
In other words, they use the piety to receive benefits.
或者是得到人家的一个方便。
Or to receive convenience through others' means.
这个是靠着教会，他在没有真正的信仰，没有真正的操守。
So these people don't truly have the true faith and the true cultivation.
Integrity.
Oh, integrity.
这个就是让我们非常 要提醒的。
So we have to be wary of such people.
当然，要需要帮助，我们得帮助。
Of course, when someone has need, we would help them.
那些被帮助人家是不需要人家帮助，他就要志气来不接受。
But for those who are able to do without others' help, then they need to decline the help.
这也是一个人格的表现。
This actually is about a character.
那保罗当然知道这一番的道理。
Paul, of course, understood this type of teaching.
但是因为这个菲利比他太热忱了，是真心实意的要帮助吧，保罗。
But the Philippian church really wanted to help Paul.
那保罗也就不执拗了。不坚持了。
So then Paul did not insist till the end.
所以他就把他们的馈赠当作神所悦纳的馨香祭了。
So he treated their gifts as the sacrifice of aroma to God.
那换句话说，你看利未记的第一章开始，你可以看到献给神的什么叫馨香的祭物呢？
Starting from Leviticus chapter 1, you can see what is the sacrifice that is an aroma to God.
平安祭、素祭。
It's a peace offering.
这些都是感恩的。
These are all from thanksgiving.
是还报神的恩典。
It is to pay back God's grace.
那叫我们的力有力气，那力量来帮助神的会幕的事。
To give us the strength to help with the matters of the tabernacle.
那这种在神看来是馨香。是一个有香气的一个供物的。
And these are the sacrifices that are aromatic to God.
所以我们刚才讲那么多。
So we have spoken much.
我们从这个腓立比书，这个保罗跟腓立比会众这样的密切的关系。
From that very close relationship between Paul and the church in Philippi.
会众的心，保罗的意念。
And also the heart of the congregation as well as the mind of Paul. And also what they really have done for each other.
从神的恩典而且发出的爱心跟实际的一个帮助。
From the grace of God, they really have expressed their love through helping each other.
那你就可以看出腓立比这种这个教会属灵的这个家庭里头所得到的一些温暖。
You can see the spiritual and also a very home type of warmth.
而且在福音上是一直的长进。
And you can see that in the gospel, they continue to grow.
所以这是一个跃动的教会。
This actually is a very dynamic church.
所以我们学习到这一点。
This is something we learn.
那第二点我们要知道是真的比较靠道理方面的。
The second is actually more about the truth.
那这个比较有关主耶稣道成肉身的救赎这个层面。
This is regarding the level where our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save.
这段道理很重要。
This actually is very important.
那就在第二章六节到第二章的十一节。
In chapter 2, from verse 6 to 11.
那请看六节到第八节，这前面一段。
Now we will read from verse 6 to 8.
假定我们说有上下，就上升下降的这个运动的方向的话。
If we have this thing where we can go up or down.
那就依据说神道成肉身，主耶稣降世来到这人间。
So our Lord Jesus Christ actually came into the world.
就在第一段六节到八节记载。
This is recorded in verse 6 to 8.
其中最重要的关键的转折点是主耶稣在十字架的钉死。
The key is actually the death on the cross.
然后他的埋葬、复活、升天以后的另外的神得荣耀的这个高举。
And he was buried, and then he resurrected, and he was lifted up at the end. Exalted.
那这个就是上升的路线。
This actually is the way up.
但主耶稣也像古旧约时代以来神的灵，然后基督的灵一样。
And our Lord Jesus,
the Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
他会就说会遍布在世界。
Would actually fill the world.
就在众人之上。
It is above.
他会贯穿众人之中。
And he would actually be through all and all.
会住在人的心这个灵魂的内处。
And he would dwell in the depth of our heart.
就是神的灵，神的恩典。
This is the Spirit of God, and it is His grace.
所以他是超越的。
He is he's transcends.
而且是远大的。
And he also is grand.
然后呢，他又在我们当中。
But then he is among us.
你又可以接触到的。
Oh, we can actually touch him.
可以跟主同住的。
We can actually have his indwelling.
所以说神主耶稣降世来到人间。
So our Lord Jesus Christ became flesh in the world.
我们叫做以马内利，跟我们同住。
We say Emmanuel, that is Lord with us.
他高举了得进入天父的荣耀。
But he was exalted into the glory of God.
现在他担任什么职位？
And now, what kind of role does he play?
那我们现在就要查考。
Now we need to study that.
第一段说他有本来有神的形象。
The first says that he has the image of God.
我们常常看到一个字叫 Imago Dei， 就是说 image of God, 神的形象这个字眼。
We hear of this word imago Dei, which means image of God.
那意就是说，你看哥林多后书的四章四节。
You can look at it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
那说主耶稣本有神的形象。
That our Lord Jesus Christ had the image of God.
那当然，我们下午查考到哥林多后书一章十五节，再好好的阐述一下。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, which we will study later on, we can continue to expound.
那主耶稣本有神的形象，本来就是说他本来在天上。
That our Lord Jesus Christ had the image of God because he was in heaven.
可是他进入到历史人间来。
But then he came into the history of men.
所以圣经所记载的主耶稣。
So the Bible records about this Lord Jesus.
你可以看出他是神所差遣的。
He is actually sent by God.
他是神的独生子。
He
is. 一样一章说。
This is what's mentioned in John chapter 1, that he is the only begotten son of God.
然后呢，他成为人子。
He became the son of man.
那就亚兰话就说我的意思，或者带着 血肉的人。
In Aramaic, it means that I, or that I am with flesh.
那他又是神的儿子。
He is still also the Son of God.
他有神的属性，有神的能力。
He has the power and also essence of God.
耶稣基督在地面上的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus Christ was in the world,
他称为神的儿子。
He was called the Son of God.
他称为基督，就受膏者，弥赛亚，希腊文的弥赛亚，就受膏者。
He is Christ, he is Messiah, which means the Lord's anointed.
他又是在神的右边。
And then he's on the right hand of God.
这个就是因为他升天以后，他要显出他的位置的。
This is because when he had ascended to the heaven again, he was by the side of God.
神的儿子做神的工，执行神的旨意。
The Son of God would do the work of God.
所以他成为天父的旨意，天父的工。
So he became really the work of God or the will of God.
他甚至说舍己，他不以自己来跟这至高者同夺他的荣耀。
He even denied himself to not be in equal with God.
他成为神的仆人。
He became the servant of God.
他成为人的样式。
He came in the image,
他穿梭在、
in the likeness of man.
这个犹太地或者撒玛利亚或甚至在约旦河东。
He lived in the area of Judah and also in Samaria as well as east of Jordan.
那他还是就是遵守神的旨意。
But he still observed the word of God.
甚至说存心顺服。
He also actually submit until the end.
换句话说，你在客西马尼园，你就可以看到他这种很大的挣扎。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, you can see there is actually a very major struggle.
因为这是一个活洗。
Because this.
By fire.
Because this is a baptism of fire.
那这是一个苦杯。
It's a bitter cup.
这是一个肉体没有办法承受的十字架的苦刑。
It is a suffering on the cross that cannot be borne by the body.
他其实用人的立场来说，天父啊，不要让我这样受苦受难。
So from the perspective of man, he prayed to God to not let him go through that suffering.
可是他很雄壮、很悲壮的最后。他说：“愿神的旨意成全，明天就要被定了。”
But at the end, he said very heavily, "But may the will of God be done."
所以说，存心顺服，且死在十字架上。
So he submitted to God until his death.
就是到这里，就主耶稣到降到极卑微的地步。
And this is the point where he was debased to the lowest.
甚至说，他到这个坟墓，我们通常称为阴间呢，到坟墓担当被埋葬的那长死位。
He was even buried, he had tasted death.
然后到第三天复活。
After 3 days, he resurrected.
那我们就进入到第九节了。
Now we enter into verse 9.
这个就是说得荣耀的一个关键字眼。
This is a key word in receiving glory.
我们要是查考约翰福音里头，这个 glorification, 这得荣耀这个字眼。
If we study glorification in John.
你看约翰福音十二章二十三节开始。
You can refer to John chapter 12, verse 23 and on.
就得人子的荣耀的时候到了。
That the time for the Son of Man to receive glory has arrived.
那换句话说，他要被钉十字架。
That he would be crucified on the cross.
然后呢，他要复活，也是有神的荣耀。
And that he would resurrect and have the glory of God.
要进入到父神的荣耀。
And he would enter into the glory of the Heavenly Father.
那这就变成一个很特殊的，就是说独特的救主。
Then this has made him become a very unique Savior.
我们要这样想象。
We need to imagine it this way.
就是希伯来书或者说提摩太书有都有两个字眼，一个就是中保美迭的中保。
In the book of Hebrews and Timothy, we can see there's a word called mediator.
希伯来书特别强调大祭司啊这个职分。
Hebrews especially emphasized the role of the high priest.
所以主耶稣在他得荣耀，他变成人类救主的时候，他担任的是在神右边，或者就大祭司。
So according to what our Lord Jesus Christ had done, he actually had become the high priest by the right of God. That he would intercede for men.
他体恤我们的软弱。
That he would sympathize with our weaknesses.
同时呢，他也是神人之间的中保。
At the same time, he is the mediator between God and men.
因为他开了一条又新又活的道路。
Because he has opened a new and living way.
所以把人引到神的面前。
That he has drawn men into the presence of God.
这个希伯来书阐述得很清楚。
This is very clearly expounded in the book of
Hebrews. 所以说他变成一条道路，通往天国，通往神啊天父这边的道路。
So he has created this new and living way between men and heaven.
他以神的立场来讲，他代表人。
So from the perspective of God, he represented men.
他以人的立场，他代表神。
And from the perspective of man, he represents God.
所以他在这两者在斡旋当中。
He really is mediating between the two.
所以我们要记住主耶稣现在的位分是这样子。
We have to remember that this is the role of our Lord Jesus Christ now.
那主耶稣在上去了。
So our Lord Jesus Christ has ascended.
那通常是应符应的，就符合的这诗篇一百十篇的话语。
This is already fulfilling what is mentioned in Psalm 110.
我们要把它记住。第一节说。
In verse 1, we have to remember this.
诗篇一百十篇的第一节。
In Psalm 110, verse 1.
再加上诗篇二篇的六节跟七节。
第二篇的六节跟七节。And also Psalm chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
就是说在这个大卫王系在加冕在高利为王的时候、
that when David was crowned a king,
那他今天是神天父升他
and that
天父升主
that God had begotten our Lord Jesus
Christ 称他为儿子
and called him his son.
所以神的儿子是从诗篇二章六节七节来的。
So our Lord Jesus is really from Psalm 2 verse 6 and 7.
那就是说大卫的子孙要称为神的儿子。
In other words, the descendant of David would be called the son of God.
那再来诗篇一百十篇。
And then also Psalm 110.
那说神是那个神是这个大卫之主。
It described thatGod is actually the Lord of David.
他是君王。
He is the king.
他在神的右边。
He is on the right hand side of God.
不一定要坐或要站。
It doesn't have to be sitting or standing.
因为这个圣经的坐和这个坐字可以说处在，就是 remains 或者 situated， 就处在右边。那你看的意象怎么样？可以坐，可以站呢
？So the word sit on the right side could actually mean remain. So it could be standing or sitting.
所以你看意象中有时候他是坐着，有时候是站着，在这描写主耶稣在神的右边。
In visions, we have seen sometimes he sit or sometimes he's standing on the right hand side of God.
所以说，而且他有能力来制服这个敌人。
And he has the power to eliminate the enemies.
所以主耶稣他的位分是神儿子。
So our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他是大卫的子孙。
He is the descendant of David.
他是受膏者。
He is the anointed.
他是君王。
He is the king.
得胜的君王。
He is the victorious king.
再看诗篇一百十篇的第四节。
If we also read chapter 100 verse 4. 110 verse 4.
他就大祭司像 Melchizedek 这样的位分。
So he also has a role of Melchizedek, the high priest.
那主耶稣在地面上已经有这样的称呼称谓了。
This is also already what he bore as role in this world.
那他升天了。
Now he has been exalted into heaven.
所以意象和描写说主在这至高者、在全能者的右边。
So in the vision, we see that he's on the right side of God.
他是大祭司。
That he is the high priest.
他是中保。
He is the mediator.
是人类的救主。
He is the savior of mankind.
天下人间没有四下别的名可以人可以靠着得救的。
That in this world there was no other name that was given that we can be saved by.
所以旧约的这个主神啊，这耶和华神就变成耶稣基督为主，这个天地的主，人类的主。
So the Lord God in the Old Testament has really become our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个要归荣要给父神，所以天父在上头。
And this is to bring glory to the Father in heaven.
所以有时候我们说耶稣在地面上还说耶稣是真神，也要考究一下，因为这个称谓的问题。
Sometimes when we say that our Lord Jesus,
耶稣是天父，这个这样的说出来要考虑一下。
Sometimes we say that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Father in heaven. This is something we need to also think about.
因为你忽略了天父的 fatherhood。
Because then you may have ignored the fatherhood.
因为独一真神天父，然后主耶稣降世，然后他称为人类的救主。
Because our Father is the one true God, and He is the heavenly Father, and He became Lord Jesus Christ.
要一直到最后
，until the very end.
就像哥林多前书十五章五十节以下所描写的。
Just like what's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15.
救恩完成了，这个子就将国交给父神。
That everything is complete, and then the Son would actually entrust the kingdom back to the Father.
那么启示二十二章，启示二十二章。
In Revelation chapter 22.
本来说有神跟羔羊的宝座。
It talked about how there is the throne of God and also the Lamb.
但是呢，以后变他就一个神。羔羊就是神，神就是羔羊，所以要变父神来称呼了。
But then later on, it becomes one again, and then we call this one our heavenly Father.
那不是在这历史空间、时间空间里头。
It is not in the world or the space that we live in.
在最后主我成全这天地审判以后，变成在神父的国里头。
It is after God has judged the world, and this is now in the kingdom of God.
就马太福音十三章说。
As mentioned in Matthew chapter 13,
那就是说，义人在父的国度里头要发光如太阳。
That the righteous shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of God.
假定没有主耶稣这一道的这救赎的这成全的过程。
If there were not our Lord Jesus Christ who opened this way,
他没有在这个担保的大祭司跟中保在这救恩的时期。
If it were not for our Lord Jesus Christ who served as our mediator,
他的名可以靠着得救，可以让人家来归到主。
That without his name by which we can return back to God.
所以这个他的得荣耀很重要。
Therefore, this is why his glorification is very important.
所以我们所讲的六节到八节是主耶稣的极卑微的那个时刻。
Therefore, verse 6-8, this is really talking about his lowest.
也是教导我们人要卑微。
It is teaching us that we also need to lower ourselves.
那神就会将人升高，就像下他提高主一样。
Then God will elevate us, just like how He elevated our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有很多未尽的话语。
There are also many other words.
我们希望主耶稣继续带领我们。
We pray that our Lord Jesus Christ continue to guide us.
我们今天早上查考这两个重点。
This morning we study these two important points.
会众跟保罗关系。
The relationship between the congregation and Paul.
这个心啊，就是情感啊。
And this is regarding the heart and the feel for each other.
主的福音的齐心努力。
And that they work together for the grace and also the gospel.
互相挂念，互相祈求。
That they care for one another and pray for one another. And they interceded.
这是今天我们在冷漠的世界里头应该学的。
This is something we need to learn, especially in this cold world.
那第二点我们学的是很重要的道理。
The second is very important truth we've learned.
神道成肉身，变成卑微的人子。
Which is that our Lord God had come into the world as the lowest form.
或者称为神的儿子。
Or to be the Son of God.
他执行天父的工。
He worked the work of God.
然后成全了救恩以后，他升天了。
And after he had completed the work of salvation, he was lifted up.
因为他得荣耀，所以他的名可以成为世界人类的救主。
Because he was glorified, his name shall become the savior of the world.
所以可以我们可以靠着他的名洗礼施洗的赦罪。
Through his name, we can baptize and have the remission of sins.
我们靠着他的名，我们要宣扬。
And through his name, we can proclaim.
我们要荣耀。
That we would glorify.
Because he is our 依靠的
Because he is our reliance.
所以腓立比书的简要的道理就两点呢，互相来勉励了。
And this, the two important teachings of Philippians for our mutual encouragement.
唱诗十六，十六首。
Let's sing hymn 16.
Hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him.From the hall, hail him who saves your righteous race, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves your righteous race, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe, on this earth shall bow.